have a lengthy prayer today. Let's stand and pray together for this ninth lunar month that we are remembering. This is a prayer of Nehemiah 1, 5 through 11. Nehemiah 5, 1 through 11 is on the very first page after you open the loose leaf pamphlet that we have with us. I beseech thee, O Yahweh, God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eye open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants. We confess our sins, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house. We have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee. We have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the utmost part of heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and I will bring them unto that place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants, who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, grant us mercy in the sight of men. Amen. It's a very, very thoughtful and moving prayer. It's definitely a prayer that applies to what we've been studying in Bible study, and it's definitely a prayer that applies to the psalms we've been singing lately. And so don't just hear the words of the prayers that come from our liturgical readings, but also think about them, because they will help remind you how on a yearly basis you are to remember that whatever it is that they say. And so those are very important things for us to remember. Our song of praise is on the next page there, Psalm 113. Psalm 113. It's also to the tune of Old 100. Right now, we are on the fifth part 5 pages in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth part, which is E, or if you want to say it in Hebrew. We sing this to the tune of Dunlap's Creek, which we'll have a hum for because it will help us out here. And in thy good and holy way, be pleased to quicken me. And then the very end, 40, verse 40 says, lo, for thy precepts I have longed, in thy truth quicken me. Quicken means to be made alive, too. And so when you sing this psalm, we're actually asking the Lord to make us alive, to quicken us to his law, to his word, and to his truth. It's actually asking God to give you more understanding and more knowledge in his word, because we live by his word. And so those are very important things to keep in mind in those psalms. Very important. We have Psalm 90A, and we will do B next week. We're going to focus on A. This is a new tune, not to us as for singing, because everyone knows Ebenezer or Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, which is to the tune of Nettleton, but it's the first time we've put this particular psalm from the 1650 Scottish Metrical Psalter to this tune. We've had a more modern version. So we'll give a little hum if we think we need it, and then we will move on. Mm-hmm.
destruction, man that immortal turn. And unto them thou saidst again, ye sons of man, return. Be of the 1,000 years appear no more before thy sight than yesterday when it is past, for then now was my night. As with an overflowing flood, thou carriest them down away. They like a sheep are like the grass that grows at morn, are they. At morning it flourishes, grows, cut down at Indus face. For by thine anger we're consumed, thy wrath makes us afraid.
Last one.
Our sin thou and iniquities put in thy presence place, and sets our secret thoughts before the brightness of thy face. For in thine anger all days to press on to an end, and as a tale that hath been told, so we are worshiping.
Well, we did pretty good for the first time, but we got practice to do on that one. So, well, that'll make the end of our song singing for now. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 23 in our King James Bible. I'm sorry, 22 in our King James Bible. Exodus 22, verses 1 through 15. Exodus 22. 1 through 15 for our Old Testament reading from the law. This will be a responsive reading. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 ox for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep.
If a sheep be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, there shall no blood be shed for him.
If the sun be risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him. For he should make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft.
If the theft be certainly found in his hand of God, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double.
If a man shall cause a field or a vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his beast, and shall feed in another man's field, of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard, shall he make restitution.
If I heart break out and catch in thorns, so that the sack of corn, or the standing corn, or the field be consumed therewith, he that handleth the fire shall surely make restitution.
If a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double.
If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought unto the judges to see whether he hath put his hand unto his neighbor's goods.
For all manner of trespass, whether it be for ox, for sheep, I'm sorry, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, which another challengeth to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whom the judges shall condemn, he shall pay double unto his neighbor.
If a man deliver unto his neighbor an ass, or an ox, or a sheep, or any beast to keep, and it die, or be hurt, or driven away, no man seeing it,
then shall an oath of the Lord be between them both, that he hath not put his hand unto his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make it good.
And if it be stolen from him, he shall make restitution unto the owner thereof.
If it be torn in pieces, then let him bring it for witnesses, for witness. And he shall not make good that which was torn.
And if a man borrow aught of his neighbor, and it be hurt or die, the owner thereof be not with it, he shall surely make it good.
But if the owner thereof be with it, he shall not make it good. If it be an hired thing, it came for its hire. We will end here in reading in the Old Testament for today, or at least at this time. We also have Luke chapter 17, 1 through 10. New Testament reading. Luke chapter 17. One through ten. Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come.
It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones.
Take heed to yourselves, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him.
And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn against thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him.
And the apostle said unto the Lord, Increase our faith.
And the Lord said, If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you.
But which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, Go and sit down to meat?
And will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink.
Doth he thank that servant because he did the thing that was commanded him? I trow not.
So likewise, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do.
Amen. We will end the reading there. In our resuscitations for today, and we'll move on to Bible study. I think that last scripture has always kind of rubbed me wrong, if I were to be honest. God says, do exactly what you're told to do, and then still at the end say, I know I'm still unprofitable as a servant in this thing, and be okay that that's how God feels about it. It's always rubbed me wrong. And that's because I'm a sinner. Because I'm an unprofitable servant. And I think that people should respect what I do, including God. But the truth of the matter is He is God, and I'm man. And He's right, and I'm wrong. And so I got to keep changing. And I got to keep repenting. And so I think that should be a lesson for all of us to consider, especially when we consider exactly what is said in the scripture about faith and what was just said, you know, just before that about the amount of faith that we need is just a grain of mustard. And so that mustard seed faith, even less than that, should give us the ability to see the things that we're in need of changing in our life and recognize how unprofitable we are before the Lord. I think that that's an important thing to remember. Back of our loose leaf pamphlet, we have Psalm 33, 4 through 11. Oh my. For the word of Yahweh is right.
All his works are done in truth.
He loveth righteousness and judgment.
The earth is full of the goodness of Yahweh.
By the word of Yahweh were the heavens made.
And all the hosts of them by the spirit of his mouth.
He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap.
He layeth up the depth in the storehouses.
Let all the earth fear Yahweh.
Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
For he spake and it was done.
He commanded and it stood fast.
Yahweh bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught.
He maketh the devices of the people of none effect.
The counsel of Yahweh stands forever.
The thoughts of his heart through all generations.
Amen. We have Psalm 9 and ending here. And, Psalm 9. Got a mockingbird now. A little baby mockingbird.
Deliverance. For heathen are have hid their own feet, that's our snare. The Lord is by the judgment known, which he himself hath wrought. The sinner's hands do make the snares wherewith themselves are caught. They who are wicked into hell, each one shall turn his beast. And all the nations that forget to seek the Lord Most High. For they that needy are shall not forgotten be alway. The expectation of the poor shall not be lost for aye. Arise, Lord, let not man prevail, judge even in thy sight, that they may know themselves but men, the nation's Lord of pride.
Amen. I could not have picked a better psalm, and I didn't pick it. It was just the next one after last week's. That was kind of cool. There was a lot in there that corresponds. And so in place of our historical lesson today, we have a liturgical reading, the liturgy of the ninth month. It's out of Zechariah 7, 1 through 14. And so this was actually on the fourth day of this lunar month, which is called Kislev, or Kislev, depending on how you want to pronounce the vav in that Hebrew word. And it has quite a bit to correspond also to what we have been talking about, as well as just some good general basic advice. And so we will do this as a responsive reading as well. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius that the word of Yahweh came unto Zechariah in the fourth day of the ninth month, even in Kislev. Thus speaks the Lord of hosts.
Execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let us not imagine evil against our brother in our heart.
Refuse not to hearken, and do not pull away your shoulder, and stop your ear, that you should not hear.
Yea, for some made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts hath sent in his spirit by the former prophets.
Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts.
Therefore it is come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear,
so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts.
But he scattered them with the whirlwind among all the nations whom they knew not.
Thus the land was desolate after them, and no man passed through nor returned.
For they laid the pleasant land desolate.
Notice who is the one who laid the land desolate. It was not the enemy, it was them, making their heart an adamant stone and refusing to hear the law of God. Could we have a prayer from you, Brother Christian?
Yeah.
And remember your father, Rick, who's not with us today, and whatever sickness he may be in. It sounds like just a cold, but let's remember him in prayer.
Yeah. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. Thank you for the Sabbath today, Lord. Lord, please help us to think on brotherly love and what it means to have compassion and pity towards people. Help us to be in accordance with your word, Lord. And, Lord, give us strength to keep on living the Christian life. Just help us to persevere and to be consistent, God. Just when we're weary and worn out, please help us, give us comfort, Lord, and help us just to trust in you. Give us faith, Lord, to live this life. Lord, I just pray for my dad that you'd help heal him, and for other brothers and sisters that we know, Lord, pray for their healing, Lord, and helping them trust in you during this time. And Lord, in areas that we all need help in, please help us in those areas. And increase our love for one another. Thank you for this food that we're about to eat.